Good morning once again, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We want you to know that Go Local Boom is your only online local business directory that's free to locals in every way, and so is this radio show. So if you are listening, let your friends that own businesses or work at local businesses know they can come in, give a 15-minute interview commercial on the show about their business, and they're going to get an online platform to advertise their business as well. I say advertise, but it's really just a great online connection point for people to find out where's a local business in my community, right? Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO. Launch your business into the next dimension with Rocketbox SEO. Give them a call if you need search engine optimization. If you invested money in a website and your website is not making money for you online, they can help. Give them a call at 505-453-9595. My co-host this morning, Vincent Trujillo. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Happy to be here.
As always, we are the Go Local Boom dynamic duo, and we've got some local businesses in here to help us do this thing. So we enjoy you guys being here to listen with us, and please make sure that you reach out to these businesses. Give them a call for support. As always, we've got a nonprofit, a community group that we like to support. And so we want to talk to Michael. I'm going to murder your last name. Pronounce it for me.
Mizajewski.
Mizajewski. Michael Mizajewski, president at the Rio Rancho Education Foundation. Also a local business owner and very involved with the ABQ West Chamber of Commerce. So we will cover all of those things. But before we do, tell us about the Rio Rancho Education Foundation and what it does.
Sure. The Rio Rancho Foundation is a nonprofit organization that we raise grant monies to give to the schools that in Rio Rancho, obviously, that fill in the voids where tax dollars don't. So each year we raise money through a fundraising event, and those monies get distributed through grant applications that teachers and staff members would submit to the school.
Perfect. So I assume you need volunteers and fundraising support?
Yes.
Tell those folks how they can reach you if they want to.
We currently have 13 board members, and we
are
always...
Oh, that's a good-sized board.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but obviously we always need more if we want to reach out and hit more people. So we're always looking for more members, and they can visit our website at www.rref.org, and... learn more about our group and fill out an application to become a member. This coming week, we meet once a month on the third Wednesday of the month, so they could come and visit us and see what we're about as well.
All right, so that's exciting. So tell us about this fundraiser.
So this year, we decided to do things a little differently. Normally, we have one fundraising event each spring, and then those grant monies are distributed in the fall. But this year, we flipped things around. And we actually have an illusionist, Justin Flom, who's an incredible illusionist that has been on a lot of national talk shows and whatnot. And he's going to be performing at the Santa Ana Star Center on February 19th. And 80% of the monies that are raised that evening go directly to fund the school programs that the teachers would submit those grant applications for.
And are these public schools?
Yes, it's Rio Rancho Public School.
Okay, so this isn't charter schools, right?
Correct.
Which get their own kind of funding, as does public school, right? But you are a group of individuals that came together and said, there's a lack of funding and resources in the areas where we believe it's important, and we're going to do some fundraising to help with that. So are there specific teachers or specific schools that you support, or this is something that you're doing to just put more cash in the coffers so the schools have what they need?
Exactly. It's district-wide, so there's no specific school or teachers that we isolate ourselves to. It's whoever throughout the district wants to submit a grant application, and our grants are...
Through grants. I missed that part. Okay, yeah. That makes good sense.
So they would submit... It's basically, I mean, we call it a grant, but it's more of a request. They range from anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000. Could be obviously underneath that $1,000 mark. But it's basically... programs that the teachers would feel that they can add a component to their education and to their curriculum that's going to help them further advance the students, and ultimately that's our goal, is basically to get you know, ultimately the student is the one who receives that, that money, even though it's going to the school or the teacher. But in the end, the student is the one who benefits from
it. So let me ask you this, Mike. So is this, does this allow teachers to buy supplies, or is this specifically, like you kept saying, program? Is it just for educators who are trying to start a new program, or is it also help them with supplies? I know that a lot of educators, based on the salary they have and a lot of cutting public education funding we've had, really have a hard time just even getting the normal supplies they need for their regular work a year.
We say program because it usually involves some sort of a catchy way of incorporating an educational piece along with the supplies. So we would supply, you know, if the teacher is asking for, you know, all the materials that go along with the particular subject that they're going to be including in this grant, we would supply all the monies that are needed to fund that program.
Okay, so for a lot of our educators listening out there, they can actually go to the Rio Rancho Education Foundation website and find out how they can also apply for some of these grants, correct?
Exactly. There's the application is up there. We're accepting applications up to April 1st this year to give the teachers a longer time frame to fill those applications out. And it's a very low impact as to the work that's involved in having to create some grants that people submit require, like, you know, extensive amount of research that I have to do. Ours is pretty self-explanatory and straightforward. We're just kind of asking what you're going to use that money for. And, you know, if it meets the criteria, then we normally always fund those monies.
How much do you actually fund every year?
It depends on how much money is raised at our fundraisers. Okay. It always is an 80% of whatever money is raised. That's the max that we're able to distribute that year. Over the course of the years, we've given over $500,000 to Rio Rancho teachers and the schools. We've been in existence 16 years now, going on 17. And during that time frame, like I said, we've distributed $500,000 to the schools.
I have to assume that it was a group of teachers, educators, and parents that got together and said, we didn't have what we needed, and let's do something about that.
Yeah.
17 years now, you said.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive. How did you get involved?
I've been involved the last 5 years. I've been the president of the foundation for the last four. And I got involved because I do printing graphic design work, and we do all the printing for the foundation. And I just saw the need, and I was looking for more experience in understanding what they were doing. So mm-hmm. I went to a meeting, and then I kind of got hooked.
I feel like most of us that get involved in our own businesses and become successful then feel responsible for what's going on in our community and are so closely connected that, you know, we end up, for me, it was the opposite. I was in advertising sales, and the training manual says, go volunteer at a nonprofit, and that's where you're going to meet community influencers, because the people that are in the trenches serving food or raising money, probably, you know, some pretty, you know, influential people in the community that have been doing this for so long. And so I went, I didn't meet any community influencers, but I ended up with a board position. And, you know, it just kind of woke me up to how much of a need there is in our community and what we could be doing about it. And, you know, within a year, I was the development director at Paws and Stripes, you know, and was continuing to move forward and advance other resources and relationships and so on. And for-profit skill set.
Yeah.
Comes in handy when you're fundraising. Fundraisers are arguably some of the most, you know, strategic closers that you will find. So
it's definitely a challenge. And this year, going along with that, because, you know, over the past years, you always end up dipping from the same pot, it seems, when you're trying to
yeah.
get those fundraising dollars. So this year, we also had done another fundraising event that we teamed up with Reuse It, which is an organization that collects household items, clothes and small household items, and then they repurpose them and they distribute them through you know, their thrift stores.
Is that Habitat for Humanity?
It's reuseit.org. It's similar to Habitat for Humanity or Big Brothers Big Sisters, mm-hmm. But it's its own organization. And so we have collection drives that go throughout the Rio Rancho School District as well, and they can check our website out. Again, it's rref.org. And they can find out as far as the donation schedules to pick up from their schools. And this is a great way for parents and community members to basically make a donation without actually having to write a check.
Right.
they, you know, if each school, if each school child submits two bags of clothing, we can raise $53,000 throughout the district. So that's nothing to sneeze at.
No,
that's
tremendous.
That's a lot of money for stuff that's sitting in your house just collecting.
And most of us have plenty of stuff laying around that we don't use. I've got a rule in my house. If I don't use it for 6 months, it's out of here.
Yeah.
Except the 50% of the garage storage, which is taken up by my wife's holiday decorations. Where we have to go through, there's a Halloween and a Thanksgiving and a Christmas box. So this time of year, I'm unloading and reloading the garage a lot. Okay, so we touched a little bit on fundraising and the mission of the organization. What else do you want to cover in regards to support or attention that the Rio Rancho Education Foundation is in need of right now?
Well, we're in need of sponsorships for our fundraising event. As I said, February 19th is the date that we're having Justin Flom come out. And so we're looking for corporate sponsors to help fund the costs involved with getting the talent and the venue, and as well as silent auction items. We're going to have a silent auction as well that evening. And, you know, we're looking forward to getting some items that we can, you know, make money on to help fund these programs. The school district itself, you know, last year we gave, I'd say it was close to $50,000 to $60,000 that we had given back to the school district. So we're looking to make at least that much money to give back to the school this year.
Man, I love what you guys are doing. I've got a lot of great volunteers that I know that I'd like to introduce you to. And of course, Vince and I will help you guys in any way that we can. Make sure that you use the Facebook platform, Go Local Boom, so that you can promote it to influencers and engagers in the community. All right. So Rio Rancho Education Foundation, RREF.org. 505-896-0327.
Yep.
If you guys want to be involved. Mike, thanks so much for your time and what you're doing for our kids.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back with a local business that's been in business in Albuquerque since the 70s. I'm not surprised. Go Local Boom is rocking and rolling on 1050 KTBL this morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. We love to talk about local businesses and what's going on in the community. And so we're back again with our second guest. I'm sorry, my co-host just got up and walked around the studio. That always throws me off. People need to just know their place, sit in their positions, don't move. Vincent Trujillo, good morning again, sir.
Good morning. I'm glad you always call me out on air, man.
What do you think about the Rio Rancho Education Foundation?
I think that was a great organization. I love to hear that. You know, it's almost like we need some sort of directory for organizations to locally where you could figure out the organizations that are local that you want to support at any given time.
You know, we could create a platform within Go Local Boom for that purpose.
Absolutely. Because I think it's great. You know, it's like, okay, there's a local organizations and you see a list of them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some that are more important for you than others,
mm-hmm.
whether it's health, homelessness, you know, whether you have, education or whatever it could be. And you don't have a way to go about saying, well, you know, I really think it's important to support education. We've got a 50% dropout rate in the community. How do I participate with in education? I think the teachers are not paid enough. And here's one that we just heard about today.
Yep, that's a really good idea. I think we already have a bunch of nonprofits in the Go Local Boom directory,
right.
But we haven't really created a way for a specific way or marketed that to be an engaging opportunity for volunteers in the community. I love this idea. We always come up with good ideas on air. Okay, so our second guest, like I told you guys, if you were listening before, has been in business in Albuquerque since the 70s. Joseph, is it Santangelo?
That's correct, Santangelo.
Joseph Santangelo, owner-operator at Sunshine Plumbing and second-generation family-owned operated business, right?
Yes.
Pretty cool. So tell us about Sunshine Plumbing and how people can reach you.
All right. So Sunshine Plumbing, as you mentioned, has been in business over 40 years. It was started by my parents back in the early 70s. And they can easily reach us by phone at 505-296-3188, and we'll take care of them from there.
And you guys do everything that a plumber would do? HVAC, plumbing, heating, cooling, what else?
We do. We've grown quite a bit. So we've got three different divisions to our company as far as the plumbing and heating. We do new construction, so some of the new buildings and businesses you've seen going up around town, we'll do the plumbing and heating on that.
Yeah, we your guys' trucks or signs on a lot of these big construction projects, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I love the rebranding of your logo.
I appreciate that.
It's retro. It looks really cool. It looks like what the logo would have looked like when your father founded the business.
Yeah, actually. It's a little bit closer to that. And we also have a service and repair department. And that's more geared to residents and some business owners that just need maintenance, repairs, and new equipment there.
Mm-hmm.
And then our third department is a utility division, which we do utility work. A lot of that involves water meters and street cuts and fire hydrants and things like that.
Okay. So that makes a lot of sense. How big is your team?
We are a crew of about 50.
That's a good-sized team.
Yes, yeah. A lot of really, really good people, man. I couldn't be more proud of them.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you guys in here. We've wanted to get you in for a while. Like I said, I noticed the rebrand, and we first became aware of you when I was working at Paws and Stripes, local nonprofit, provides service animals to disabled veterans, you know, an amazing program. And we were moving into a new building for us. It was a really old building and didn't have a heater. Only like 1/8 of the building was heated because this old facility had been, you know, renovated so many times. I think they had like 4 different heating units, 4 different water heaters. Half of them worked. Most of them didn't. 7 swamp coolers on the roof, right? So it was just a really old, you know, Frankenstein building. And I searched Google, you know, for local plumbing companies. And, you know, we called the bigger brands and none of them showed up. And then, you know, a friend said, hey, well, what about Sunshine Plumbing? They just did something for us. And so we called Sunshine Plumbing and Josh was your field manager at the time. He came out and said, yeah, check this out. We just so happened to have, you know, this equipment that we just replaced, it's still good. You guys ended up donating and installing a heating unit for the facility to the tune of about $5,000 in materials and labor. It was great.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we were happy to help out there.
Yeah, and it went a long way. That heater is still keeping everyone warm today. So thank you very much.
Fantastic.
You guys have other stuff in the community that you're involved in?
We support some of the I guess they're local charities. We've helped out the New Mexico Boys and Girls Ranch down south. And we have some other charities, I should say, that we have supported and helped out. And we look for those opportunities where we can, you know, fill in.
So tell us how you got involved in the business. Because your parents started the business, you know, is this one of those situations where you worked there during the summer in high school? Or did you kind of take a different direction and then come back to the business?
No, I started out right out of high school. I think it was something that I always grew up and was around. So I, had almost set my mind, even in elementary school, that this is what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. And I was prepared and ready to do it and wanted to do it. And, I think just a lot of admiration for my parents of what they had done. So being around it, I pursued it after high school and, got my training and then had the opportunity to get a lot of field training, obviously, through the company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my dad started me from the bottom up. I started out pulling weeds and washing his truck. And kind of back in those days, I was wondering if I was ever going to learn plumbing or not. But eventually worked my way up through the ranks.
That's the right way to do it.
And I think that's one of the best ways to learn, isn't it? That it teaches you humility. So there's some people who are second or third generation. They come in and one of the worst things you do is stick them right into a top position, right? Because it kind of upsets people in the business. It also doesn't really help the person have a perspective of what it took to build a business in the first place. So you got to go learn ground up.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think, like you said, it does build some humility. And by being there, you know, I've done everything I ask everybody else to do. And, you know, I've been right there shoulder to shoulder with them.
I believe that it gives a manager much more ability to manage when what you're educating or what you're supervising, instructing somebody on is something that you know yourself because you've done. You know, we can hire a manager to bring, you know, their managerial skill set into the company. But if they haven't done the job of the lowest person on the totem pole, it's difficult to understand, you know, what that person does. And I've seen that many times before. That kind of made me think about my first job. They're like, no, we're not going to hire you. You're young. You don't have any work experience, but we need somebody to pull weeds around the lot. So go ahead and go pull weeds. We'll pay you some cash, you know? And 3 days later, she had ordered, it was a moving company. The owner ordered me uniforms and said, dude, the yard has never been cleaner. If you work as hard on my moving crew as you did in my yard, then we're making a good investment. So we're going to offer you a job. So it's,
it's a good story.
Well, it's interesting that there are opportunities like that. You know, I've got a son in high school, a junior, you know, and these are opportunities that I would love for him to have, right?
That's right.
So, really quickly, for our listeners out there, a lot of business owners or, you know, people who have residences, what's the message you want to give them that Sunshine Plumbing does for them? I mean, you said service and repairs, so we heard about your divisions, but as a small business owner, how do I pick up the phone and call? What would I call you all for that you see for small businesses as well as residential?
You know, any kind of plumbing, heating, and cooling needs that you may have.
Winter's coming up now, so it'll be a time that you might get a lot of calls.
That's right. That's right. We've been very busy with the heating season. And, you know, our biggest thing is, you know, we've been in business in this community for over 40 years. We want to make sure that we're taking care of the people and that we're treating them right, that we treat people the way we want to be treated. And so the thing that we're rolling out right now, it's called the Boldest Guarantee, which is not just one guarantee, but we basically are saying that we're going to stand behind what we do and that you can trust us and that you know your money being well spent and you're not being taken advantage of. We couldn't stay around this community this long without doing that.
That is a bold statement, sir. What else do you guys have going on? Tell us about some of the ways that you've noticed, you know, like I mentioned, the rebrand. What are some different things that you guys are doing to grow your business that you've noticed are as a result of economic times or you know, generational changes?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to see Albuquerque, how it's been changing and shaping up. And I really look and I see that Albuquerque has grown, and I think it's either grown some notoriety in the country because a lot of the national you know, businesses are starting to relocate to Albuquerque. You're starting to see a lot of places that we normally wouldn't have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Even just like what got recently completed was the Main Event and things like that that are
You got that project?
We actually didn't do that project, but you know, you're just seeing these big
national chains
that are looking at Albuquerque and saying, "Hey, that's a place that I want to relocate our business." We are finishing one notable project out on the Coors and La Aurelia. You might have seen it been going up. It's going to be called the Flicks Brew House Movie Theater. And that's going to be a really, really cool. It should be finishing really soon. So
it'll be our first brewery theater, correct?
Yeah.
In Albuquerque. They have one in Santa Fe already.
Yeah. Yeah. We haven't had anything like it here. And it's also got a full restaurant. It's going to be one of those type where you can kind of get dinner and a movie.
In the same place.
And I believe you order it right there from your chair. And so
that's going to be popular.
It's going to be very, very cool. And I just, you know, let everybody know to keep their eyes out and, you know, check it out when it opens.
Tell us again where that one is.
That is on Coors Boulevard by La Aurelia. So it's a little bit south of Paseo del Norte.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Now, I know that area. So they're putting in a theater there, right? It's like La Aurea, right?
That's it. Yeah.
And it's right there between Paseo and, let's say, Montaño.
Yeah, it's about halfway between there.
Right. So that's going to be very interesting. There's a lot of vacant land out there. I'm interested to see which side of the road.
Yeah, and direct competition with a couple. There's a Cinemark Movies 8 and then the Cottonwood Theater all right there. So that's going to be interesting. But I guess the younger generations go to those two theaters. You know, they're not going to go to the brew pub as much.
This is going to be a state-of-the-art facility, so it's going to be really cool. I think it'll draw a lot of crowds.
I imagine it's going to have to be a 21 and over, right?
You know, I'm not sure if you, I don't know how they're going to work that since it's got the brew house, but hopefully it's a family place and everybody can go and check out a movie.
Right. And so on a project like that, you guys have to be involved from groundbreaking on, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we started with the contract early on and worked all the way from the beginning to the end.
So you'll finish, so the foundational plumbing and sewage and whatnot that went in that nobody will ever see, but also sinks and faucets and whatnot, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty cool. So that's a multi-phase project that requires each of your divisions in some capacity.
It does. Yeah, we did a lot of work there. And
on those type of projects, do you also get the service and repair business after that? Do you know, is that something you're contracted to come in and fix your own
So a lot of times what we do is we'll have a maintenance agreement where we can maintain that equipment for ongoing and keep their needs going. And so that's kind of the beauty of all the different divisions. We all work together hand in hand to take care of our customers.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. That's a project is good for business, right?
Yes. And there's going to be a lot of other things coming up around it. So that's been a big development. Keep your eyes out.
Yeah, that's exciting. There are quite a few. You know, we've got Winrock that's still building out right now as well. So Albuquerque is booming in a big way. It's good to be in business in Albuquerque right now. I always cringe a little bit when, you know, large franchise chains come, you know, and get so attracted. But if we keep a strong local community and we really do our best to support one another and let people know, you know, how important it is that if you don't do business with local, it might save you a couple of dollars, you know, or it might cost you a couple more minutes to drive to, you know, a local retailer. But that really goes a long way to protect and stimulate our economy.
Right. So we want our local businesses online that are listening right now or on our podcast. When something happens, HVAC, right? You got plumbing issues. You got something that got frozen over the winter and popped. You got your water heater. You got your heating and cooling units not working. They want to think locally. You think Sunshine Plumbing.
Yep, Sunshine Plumbing. Joseph, you want to give us your contact information one more time?
Yes, Sunshine Plumbing. You can give us a call at 505-296-3188, and we'll be happy to take care of you.
Joseph Santangelo, Sunshine Plumbing, thanks for spending time with us on Go Local Boom this morning. Folks, coming up, we're going to have some local business tips on how to promote your business. You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Our third guest is a local business owner and community activist, Mike
Mizajewski.
Yes, good morning again.
It is not phonetic.
No, I kind of say it phonetically, but it really is a tongue twister no matter which way.
Yeah,
you say it.
Every single time. In my mind, it sounds very different than when you pronounce it. Okay, so Digital Creations Rio Rancho. Man, you guys have helped Paws and Stripes as well. So if you guys, the listeners to the show, if they heard our last segment, we were talking to Sunshine Plumbing and their team over there helped Paws and Stripes in a big way. You know, Paws and Stripes is a pretty awesome and dynamic organization, but there are so many other nonprofits in the community, one of which is the ABQ West Chamber, where you do some things. So first, let's talk about Digital Creations. Tell everybody sure. What it is.
Digital Creations, I provide, we provide grant, talking to the other company now, we provide printing graphic design services, large and small, anything from a simple business card to large format graphics, banners, signs, etc. We can kind of do everything in-house. We have the widest variety of equipment in the Albuquerque area.
So how long have you been doing that?
The Digital Creations has been in existence for 6 years now, and I have been, prior to that, it was another company, Willow Press, which I had since, for 16 years.
I remember that name. Yeah, that's
so, that Willow Press is a long running name, and I had sold that, that was travel agent supplies and whatnot. And I had sold that company about six or eight years ago, and then started Digital Creations to focus more in on the small business. The one thing that was missing with Willow Press is that I wasn't able to meet my customers. I had a nationwide customer base, but I never saw them face to face, and I was kind of missing. There was a disconnect there, so I wanted to meet the customers and fill those needs as far as a small business to give them a quality product at an economical price that they're not being taken advantage of.
I respect that very much. I really like that. We too have clients that we serve outside of the Albuquerque area that we're not able to meet in person. And you're right. There is a bit of a disconnect. We can still do a great job for you. And I take pride in what I do. But I really appreciate having some kind of vested interest and personal relationship with the people that we work for. So you do that. We had a question recently about business cards. Now, I'm adverse to business cards just because I've handed out thousands and collected thousands in my time, very rarely use them to make business transactions, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever gotten a call from a business card to say, hey, I'm that guy that got your card and I want to use your services, right? But it's an important way to exchange contact information.
Well, it's almost felt like you're unprepared if you don't have. I mean, people view it as like, well, you
it's
don't
something
have
you have
card?
To have. They say that all the time. When
you
I'm
don't
like,
have a business card? Well,
right.
You know, that used to be considered the foundations
yep.
of
you. You're
of
not even a business
networking.
Person.
Right? You're not even a business person. But then again, you got to look back and say, well, I've never actually gotten a call.
Right.
If you're in sales like we have been and are,
right.
You know, there's very few times that my card handing out to the person resulted in them saying, hey, you know, I met you that one time at that one event and I decided I'm going to give you a call. It's all about follow up after that.
Yep.
But it is important.
You got to have it.
You got to have it.
You can't follow up if you don't get the business card or the flyer or whatever it is. I personally like to make connections on LinkedIn because I've got a ton of them as it is, you know, in our area. But it's good for me to connect with you on LinkedIn after I get your business card. Most of the time, either in the car after the event or whatever it is, I connect with you on LinkedIn to begin a dialogue because I want to communicate with you. If I don't do it right now, I may never do it. And then 3 months from now, I remember, oh, there was that one guy that had that one thing by, you know, might as well just use Google because I don't remember who that guy is.
Right. I agree. I mean, I have a stack of business cards on my desk that, you know, half the people I, you know, you forget who they actually are when you accumulate all these cards.
Yeah.
And people are tending to go towards a digital platform as far as an electronic business card or something like that. But it is your first marketing approach to a
customer.
And
it's tangible.
And, you know, and it, if anything, it grabs their attention as far as their logo. It implants that impression in the mind as far as your logo and branding and whatnot.
So that's where Vince and I are going in direction of business card. We want something creative, right? And so the name of the company is Rocket Box. So we want a rocket-shaped business card that stabs you in the pocket because it's got sharp corners. You know, that it's you pull out that stack of business cards, that one's going to get stuck because it's not just another rectangular piece of cardboard.
Yep.
So can you do custom die cuts and so on?
Yes, we can handle whatever type of work that you need as far as that. We would look at it and evaluate what your budget is. When you're getting into, you know, custom die cut and whatnot, obviously there's expenses that are involved with that. But if you're, you know, using that going forward, you know, obviously that can offset over the course of time.
Yeah.
So and stick with that as far as your branding. You know, anything that you do, I would recommend, you know, if you do a sign or, you know, any other literature, you know, you have to keep that same branding on everything. You know, that's the one thing that I see that a lot of people, you know, they say, oh, well, I have, you know, publisher on my computer. I'm a graphic designer. And,
all right.
And
they
you know,
change their design like every other week. You
exactly.
Know?
And there's nothing that sticks and makes an impression within, you know, in their customers' eyes because
they're
constantly changing it. And it's good to refresh your image every once in a while, but, you know, you need to keep it at least for 4 years.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. The Sunshine Plumbing is going through a rebrand and they've got new logos. And while he was in here, I was thinking, man, I should tell him to talk to Mike about getting a monkey wrench business card because that's, you know, those are, you fit all the contact information on there and it's memorable. I almost want to keep it just because it's cool. I don't need plumbing right now, but that's a pretty cool. I'm going to keep that on the top of the stack because it just looks awesome, you know?
Yep.
Okay. So tell us, what are some of your favorite things to do at Digital Creations? You've been in business for about 6 years now. Yeah. And your office is located out there on Rio Rancho.
Yep.
You guys too donated to Paws and Stripes, printed a bunch of flyers so that they could do, you know, a fundraiser. What other organizations do you support?
Well, we do work for a lot of companies throughout the Albuquerque Rio Rancho area, as well as, you know, other states as well. We right now I actually have a job that I'm delivering for Classic Party Rentals. So we do a lot of their banners and different literature that they have for their events. They're another local business here. Actually, they're a nationwide business, but they have a local office here. And so we do a lot of different work, whether it be, you know, business card. You know, I always look at a business card as a foot in the door for other things.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously a business card. You're not making a fortune on a business card order. But, you know, those little jobs add up and it's a – that people keep coming back to you for other things.
Yeah, you do a great job with a business card order. You never know what else they could need.
Exactly.
You know? And for those business owners out there that are listening, when it comes to marketing, my rule is your best source of new business is your current customer because they already trust you. They've already bought from you. They know that you've done a great job as long as you've done a great job. You know, and it can't hurt. Second money is easier to get than first money. Once you've already, you know, monetized your relationship and they trust you, it can't hurt to go back and ask them. And when I, you know, used to be in advertising, that was one of my main things is, hey, listen, you know, the reason I'm calling you, it would be disingenuous if I
called to check on your dog or your family. I'm calling because I've got something here that I think your business really needs, you know?
Yep. The, you know, and without the variety of equipment that we have, we're able to do pretty much anything. We are able to print on pretty much any media, glass, metal, wood. I've even printed on flag.
Oh, that's cool.
I've printed on flagstone for somebody and closet doors for someone else, you know? So there's kind of no limit to...
What did you print on the closet doors?
There was a customer that had a spare bedroom in their house, and she had liked this photograph that she had seen from a gallery, an art exhibit. And she's like, oh, it would look really cool, like, you know, to have a piece of art that was like that. So we actually printed this scene on her closet doors that was this piece of artwork of a Spanish marketplace, and she wanted the perspective to be that she was looking out of a balcony. So I superimposed a balcony on the front of it. So
wow.
It looked like you were, like, you know, looking out onto a Spanish marketplace. So it was
pretty
cool.
That's about as customized as it gets.
That is
exactly.
Super cool.
Did it come out nice?
Yeah, it came out awesome.
Yeah, that is super cool. Do you promote those cool projects on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So make sure you guys check Digital Creations out on Facebook as well. Now, Mike, I know that you're really involved in community, you know, philanthropic projects, but also in the Chamber of Commerce. You're an active member in ABQ West Chamber, but don't you host a networking group as well?
Yes. We have part of the ABQ West is Above and Beyond Networking, and it's a referral networking group. We had, prior to the merge of, we had our standalone as far as Above and Beyond Networking, and then we merged with ABQ West.
Oh, that's cool. So you started, I always saw Above and Beyond as an ABQ West product. You started the networking group.
Yes.
Okay.
We started ABQ West. We started the Above and Beyond Networking probably, I'd say about five, 6 years ago. And then just about 2 years ago, we merged with ABQ West.
So tell our listeners about it. What is it? What does it look like? How do I show up and what happens when I'm there?
Sure. We meet on the second and the fourth Wednesday of every month. And on the second Wednesday, we meet over at the La Montanita Co-op over on the west side. And then on the last meeting of the month, we meet at the Delish restaurant over on the west side as well.
Oh, and man, I know Rachel and Ian over there at Delish. That's one of the best breakfasts that I've had recently.
Yeah, but you mentioned, we gotta get them on the air first of all and see if we can get like a breakfast out of it.
I was complaining to Vince about, let's have a good breakfast. And for a week, we went to different places and it wasn't what I was, you know, in the mood for, I guess. But man, I went over there a couple days later without him and they do such a great job. So it's a Sassy Apron. They started as Sassy Apron Catering, doing delivered dinners, and Delish was their brand, you know, that they send delivered dinners. But now it's just a restaurant. They don't even do the other stuff anymore.
Yeah, they have great, you know, they're just open for breakfast and lunch and they do a great job with anything that I've had. It's been great.
Thanks for the reminder. We're going to get them on air. Okay, so a couple of times a month you meet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we meet... like I said, the second and fourth Wednesday of every month at 8 o'clock at those two different locations, and you know, it's free to ABQ West members, and it's a great referral networking source to meet other business owners and, you know, share referrals as well as learning about other events that are happening within the community.
And if they're not members, can they come by and check it out and figure out what it takes to be involved?
Exactly.
Okay, so give us your contact information so we can make sure that people that want to go can go.
Sure. They could, abqwestchamber.org, they could visit that, and or abqwestchamber on Facebook, and they can find out schedules of all the upcoming events. You know, the Above and Beyond is just one of the many tools that they offer is to help promote your business.
And I can assume that networking has been very beneficial for you in terms of return on investment of your time. Otherwise, you wouldn't have started the group and have been doing it for so long.
95% of my business is all referral networking.
All referral networking.
Yeah.
Really quickly on that, now that we heard about that, is it like BNI, right? And we only have less than a minute now, but anyone can show up, or do you limit it to specific service providers, only one, or?
No, it used to be designated that it was only one or two, you know, one per category, but now it's open to anybody. So we could have, you know, several, because we feel that, you know, people have other aspects of their business that they can offer.
Great.
Well, not everybody's going to get along. Even if we sell the same thing, maybe we have a better connection than you do with the other guy, or... You know, don't want to deprive the group of my circle of influence, you know, just because we do the same thing. All right, Mike, Digital Creations. Pronounce your last name for us one more time.
Mizajewski.
Mike Mizajewski, Digital Creations, Rio Rancho. Plug in your phone number.
505-896-0327.
All of your business's printing needs. We really appreciate you being here. Folks, coming back after the break, we'll do a little bit of a wrap-up and some business pointers. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Folks, if you've been with us all morning, we want you to know we appreciate you very much. Go Local Boom is an important resource in the community that we are attempting to grow. So if you or anyone you know would like to come on the show, or if you would like to share this information with somebody, please just let them know. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on 1050 KTBL. And following the interview, you can see these businesses' digital profile on our platform, GoLocalBoom.com. The cool thing about GoLocalBoom.com is not only is it exclusively local businesses, but it's also geolocated. So if you open GoLocalBoom.com on your phone because you're in Old Town and you don't know where a great restaurant, coffee shop, or retailer is at, it'll show you all of the businesses that are nearest you that are locally owned and operated. We're starting to get more and more nonprofits, tattoo shops, different retailers and gyms. What else? We've got doctors and dentists now. And we're coming up with the idea that the ones that have Wi-Fi in them will be targeted as well.
So yeah, I'm excited about that.
You can just pop it open and say, hey, where's a local coffee shop that's got some Wi-Fi? I can get some work done real quick.
We got 2017. We're going to be rolling out a lot of different things on GoLocalBoom.com. It geolocates you, lets you find local businesses around you. We're going to be putting up networking events, I think. We're going to put some other
tools. We're talking about nonprofit resources as well.
Nonprofit resources, community organization, and the Wi-Fi spot and coffee shop. I'm excited about that because when I'm thinking I need a Wi-Fi spot, Starbucks pops into a lot of people's minds. We want to pop into people's minds where they can pull up our app. They can look at it online. They can say, this is a local business near me. Oh, they also got burritos. Oh, they also do burgers. Whatever it is, they can find a local business, support them for their Wi-Fi needs, and become a customer.
And we'll make sure that we designate the ones that turn off the bandwidth so that they don't have people hanging out in there for free. We don't want you going.
Some of you all who do that. We won't say it on air now, but some of these larger, locally owned restaurant and coffee shop chains here in Albuquerque have been known to do that.
They turn off the Wi-Fi so you're not hanging out there and working for free. But, I mean, that's in my mind, that's one of the reasons that I go there. So, in any case, something else we were just talking about is the different kinds of networking groups in the community and how, you know, a referral networking group as opposed to just a socializing networking group where you're meeting people can benefit you further, and that we would be more interested in that kind. We can probably set something up and Go Local Boom for networking groups. What networking groups are around? What Chamber of Commerce events are going on? How can you go meet people that you can do business with?
Exactly. You know, and that's a great tool to be able to use too, is think of Go Local Boom as a referral network of other businesses. You can go on there and refer another business if you'd like to.
Yep. Our buddy Mike Mizajewski was just talking about how 95% of his business comes from referrals or networking. And that's really important to know that if you get out there and get to know people, people do business with people they know and people they like. But people will do business with someone they don't like just because they know them before right. They'll do business with someone they don't
Absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. That's a really good point.
Yep. It's true. So, okay. Our first guest this morning was the Rio Rancho Education Foundation. And man, I know a few Paws and Stripes volunteers and donors that are going to love getting involved, because some of them are teachers, some of them are magicians, and some of them have children. They all like to support awesome groups like that. So I'm a fan. I'm going to make sure that we promote Rio Rancho Education Foundation. They've got some fundraisers coming up, so we'll make sure that you guys have the information that you need on our Facebook page if you want to participate in the magic show. It's not really a magic show. It's an illusionist show, right?
Oh, wow.
One of my favorite volunteers from Paws and Stripes is a magician, so anytime we've got community events, he'll come out in plain clothes and just start doing magic tricks in the crowd.
I love that.
We're going to have the Duke City after party challenge dinner here coming up, you and I.
Oh, sweet.
And he'll be there doing his little sleight of hand tricks and whatnot. So it's pretty cool.
I love that.
And then Sunshine Plumbing, of course. I'm always excited when – how often do you think we say locally owned business has been in business for more than 20 years? Almost every time.
You're on our show?
Yeah.
All the time.
Weekly, we have a business.
Almost weekly, we have a business. How long have you been in business? 3 generations, 2 generations. I love hearing that. It means a couple things. One is, they've been doing good business.
They've been doing a good job. That's why I love to hear it.
Right. Good job, good service, good something. They're passing it down, and then their children are doing a good job. And it doesn't always work out that way in businesses all across the country and the world, but we love hearing it because it means they're doing something well and passing it down too, and doing it on their own terms. We love supporting businesses and entrepreneurs because they're living the life that they've set out to live, and they're providing their community with some great local products and services.
Well, we've created Go Local Boom as a connection point and a resource for locals. We actually buy airtime and give it away to local businesses so that they'll have a platform to promote themselves.
Right.
And the reason that we do that is because we believe in doing business with local first, and we hope that our listeners understand that and they get behind
right.
doing business with a local business first because of the way that
right.
it stimulates and supports our economy. But not only that, these people, the trials and tribulations that they've overcome in the economic changes that have gone around, and you know, just the way that they support our community and the way that they are the ones that are involved in nonprofits and so on. This is, if
right.
I could support anyone, it would be local small business first.
Right, exactly. And we're seeing that trend in the last decade. There's a lot of jobs going overseas. There's a lot of things that are changing. It is very important to support your local businesses more than ever right now, because there's a lot more local businesses we're going to see coming out of people finally having to make up their own job.
Folks, we really appreciate you spending time with us this morning. Please tell your friends about Go Local Boom online, golocalboom.com, Go Local Boom Radio on 1050 KTVL. We want your support, and we want to support you. We want you to know Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO and Web Design. Launch your business into another dimension with Rocketbox SEO, 505-453-9595. We thank you once again for a great week. You have listened to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL.